Alright folks, welcome back to the Motivation Spark. I'm your host, Jackson Reed, and let's get real for a second. Ever feel like you're running on an endless treadmill of self-criticism? Like that inner voice is constantly raining on your parade? You know, the one that says things like, you messed up again, or you're not good enough. Well, guess what? That voice doesn't have to be your default setting. Today, we're diving into a powerful tool for building self-compassion through loving-kindness meditation. It's all about shifting from that harsh inner critic to a kinder, more understanding friend, because let's face it, wouldn't life be way more enjoyable if you treated yourself with the same love and acceptance you extend to your best friends? Here are 5 key takeaways to light up that spark of self-compassion. First off, understand that self-criticism rarely leads to positive change. It often breeds shame and guilt, making us feel stuck and overwhelmed. Think about it: when you're constantly beating yourself up, are you really motivated to try again? No. Instead, imagine approaching yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one going through a tough time. Would you tell them they're a failure? Of course not. You'd probably offer words of encouragement and support. Well, guess what, you deserve that same treatment from yourself. Secondly, loving-kindness meditation is like sending warm, positive vibes to different parts of your life. Yourself first and foremost. Involves focusing on feelings of love, compassion, and kindness towards yourself, then extending those feelings outwards to others, loved ones, strangers, even those who might be challenging. Think about it like this: you wouldn't expect someone to pour from an empty cup, right? So, taking time to nourish your own well-being with self-compassion is essential. It allows you to show up as your best self in all areas of life. Thirdly, remember that setbacks are a part of the journey. They happen to everyone. It's not about avoiding them, it's about how we respond to them. When you fall down, instead of saying, I'm such a failure, try saying, okay, this didn't go as planned. What can I learn from this? How can I move forward with kindness and grace? Fourthly, practicing gratitude can be a game changer for self-compassion. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A sunny morning, a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger, these little moments of joy add up. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your perspective and helps cultivate a more positive and compassionate inner dialogue. And finally, remember that building self-compassion is an ongoing process. There will be days when the inner critic is louder than usual, but don't beat yourself up about it. Just gently redirect your attention back to practicing self-kindness. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself after making a mistake. Maybe you messed up a presentation at work or forgot an important anniversary. Remember it, that feeling of disappointment and self-recrimination? Now, imagine if instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, you had paused, taken a deep breath, and offered yourself some words of comfort and understanding. You might say something like, it's okay, everyone makes mistakes, I can learn from this and do better next time. That simple shift in perspective can make all the difference. So, let's recap those key takeaways. Ditch the self-criticism, embrace loving-kindness meditation, remember setbacks are opportunities for growth, practice gratitude daily, and be patient with yourself throughout the process. You're doing amazing, keep going. Remember, you deserve to be treated with love and compassion, starting with yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever tried loving-kindness meditation? What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts on social media using the hashtag #motivationspark. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of inspiration and motivation. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.